are the best when it comes to music. Great shows, diverse personalities, the very best and intellect when it comes to news, programs, talk shows. There is no other radio station like this. This is
every now and then, we all have a financial pressure. But with a NatQuick loan from NatSave, you can sort it out. Kasove fast with a NatQuick loan. For more details, visit your nearest NatSave branch or email us on info@natsave.co.zm. You can also visit our website, www.natsave.co.zm. National Savings and Credit Bank. NatSave, your bank.
977 News.
Civil Society Coalition Oasis Forum has condemned the passage of the Constitution Amendment Bill No. 7, warning that the move threatens Zambia's democratic foundations and undermines citizens' ownership of the Constitution. President Hagainde Hichilema says the assent of the Constitution Amendment Bill No. 7 of 2025 fulfills a solemn constitutional responsibility. And in international news, Volodymyr Zelensky has called an EU leader that crunch summit urgently to agree to a multi-billion euro loan in frozen Russian money to fund Ukraine's military and economic needs.
977 News.
Thank you for joining us. You are listening to the 977 Evening News with the news in detail. My name is Christopher Jabulani Sifuya. Civil Society Coalition Oasis Forum has condemned the passage of the Constitution Amendment Bill No. 7, warning that the move threatens Zambia's democratic foundations and undermines citizens' ownership of the Constitution. In a strongly worded statement, the forum says Parliament approved the bill without adequate public consultation, despite widespread objections from legal experts, church bodies, civil society organizations, and ordinary citizens. The coalition has argued that constitutional amendments should be people-driven and anchored in national consensus, not rushed through Parliament under tight timelines. Oasis Forum has further raised concern over the timing of the amendments coming barely months before the next general election, saying this erodes public confidence in the integrity of the reform process. However, government officials have defended the bill, insisting it seeks to address administrative gaps and enhance governance efficiency. Authorities maintain that Parliament acted within its constitutional mandate.
977 News.
And in other news, President Hagainde Hichilema says the assent of the Constitutional Amendment Bill No. 7 of 2025 fulfills a solemn constitutional responsibility and lays a strong foundation for greater inclusion of women, youth, and persons with disabilities in national governance and decision-making. In a Facebook post, President Hagainde Hichilema notes that the constitutional amendment process was strengthened through robust public debate and wide citizen engagement, which allowed diverse views to be expressed and ultimately reconciled through dialogue and compromise. President Hichilema emphasized that the amendment constitution belongs to the people of Zambia and not to any single group defined by religion, political affiliation, ethnicity, or ideology. The head of state has formally assented to the bill, integrating it into Zambia's national constitution and ushering in what he described as a new era for the country's socio-economic and political development.
977 News.
In other news, the Energy Regulation Board, ERB, has expressed concern over recent electrocution incidents across the country, some of which have been fatal. Board Acting Manager of Public Relations, Lenganji Sikapizie, says electricity, while essential, poses serious risks if mishandled or if infrastructure is tampered with. Sikapizie says investigations indicate that these incidents are largely due to illegal connections, faulty wiring, damaged or low-hanging power lines, and unauthorized repairs by unqualified individuals. The board has therefore urged the public to report damaged or fallen power lines immediately to the utility company, avoid contact with exposed electrical wires, and use only licensed electricians for installations and repairs.
977 News.
In other news, Center for Environment Justice, CEJ, has launched a policy brief on business, climate and environment in Zambia. The brief, launched in Lusaka, was developed under the Resilient Initiatives for Sustainable Environment, RISE, project, supported by Brotford Dye. Well, Germany, University of Zambia, UNSA research expert Beverly Musonda Mushili says the brief explores the role of investments in mining, agriculture, energy and manufacturing, identifying both challenges such as pollution and deforestation and opportunities for green growth. She notes that strong policies, including the 2024 Green Economy and Climate Change Act, are already in place. Mushili has emphasized the need for better enforcement, green financing and sustainable business practices.
977 News.
You're still listening to the 977 News. Coming up, business news.
Incredible, accurate business news.
And in business news this evening, Zambia is set to receive about $190 million United States dollars in fresh funding after the International Monetary Fund, IMF, reached a staff-level agreement with the government to complete the sixth and final review of the country's Extended Credit Facility, EFC, program, capping a three-year reform effort aimed at restoring macroeconomic stability. The agreement announced following an IMF mission to Lusaka and virtual follow-up discussions is subject to approval by the IMF Executive Board. Once approved, the disbursement of $138.9 million will bring total IMF support to $1.25 billion, about $1.7 billion United States dollars since the program began in August 2022, according to IMF Mission Chief for Zambia, Ms. Mercedes Vera Martin. The IMF says Zambia has made significant progress despite external and domestic shocks, including reducing macroeconomic imbalances, advancing external debt, restructuring and implementing sustainable fiscal consolidation while protecting social spending. These measures, the fund notes, have helped rebuild economic buffers and improve resilience to shocks. Coming up right next, international news.
The 977 International News.
And in international news this evening, Volodymyr Zelensky has called on EU leaders at a crunch summit urgently to agree to a multi-billion euro loan in frozen Russian money to fund Ukraine's military and economic needs. Ukraine is months from running out of cash, and Zelensky said without an injection by spring, Ukraine will have to reduce production of drones. Most of Russia's $245 billion United States dollar worth of assets in the EU are held by Belgium-based organization Euroclear. Until now, Belgium and some other member states have said they are opposed to using the cash as a reparations loan. Russia has warned EU leaders not to use its money, but Polish Prime Minister Donald Tusk said they had to rise to this occasion. Coming up next, sports news.
977 Sports News.
And in sports news, Tottenham's Europa League final match winner Brennan Johnson is facing an uncertain future at the club amid growing Premier League interest in the attacker. BBC Sport understands that Tottenham, while not actively looking to sell the Wales international, are open to letting Johnson leave should they receive a suitable offer. Crystal Palace are currently the club most advanced in their interest for Johnson, but other teams are believed to be monitoring his situation closely. Johnson was Tottenham's leading Premier League goal scorer last season with 11 and etched his name in Spurs' folklore by scoring the winner in the Europa League final triumph over Manchester United in Bilbao, ending the club's 17-year wait for a trophy. That item brings us to the end of the news, but before we go, let's take a look at stories that made headlines.
977 News.
Civil Society Coalition Oasis Forum has condemned the passage of the Constitution Amendment Bill No. 7, warning that the move threatens Zambia's democratic foundations and undermines citizens' ownership of the Constitution. President Hakainde Hichilema says the assent of the Constitutional Amendment Bill No. 7 of 2025 fulfills a solemn constitutional responsibility. And in international news, Volodymyr Zelensky has called on EU leaders at Crunch Summit urgently to agree to a